Hallelujah. Good morning, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your will, your beauty, your goodness today and new. Thank you. Thank you that you've called us out of darkness into this marvelous love, into this marvelous fellowship, to partake of this marvelous kingdom and to extend this kingdom. So thank you, Lord, for this word this morning. Let it be light for our eyes and to ponder on and to walk in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 105. We're just going to go back a bit for context. So we'll start at verse 9 and we'll go through to verse 13.
The covenant that he made with Abram, he sworn promise to Isaac, which he confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, To you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion for an inheritance. And when they were few in number, of little account, and sojourners in it, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people.
Hallelujah. Here you see, out of Abram came the Jewish nation. And here we see they were few in number, of little account, and wandering from nation to nation and kingdoms, like tossed about with every wind of doctrine. That's our position, believing this and believing that, and caught up in eschatologies. And but then God came and he met them and he said, I will give you the land of Canaan. And we know what happened. They came out, he took them out of Egypt to take them into Canaan, but they weren't ready. They weren't in having a personal relationship. The goodness of God was not real to them, so they still walked according to what they saw and heard, and so they were fearful and couldn't go into the promised land. But praise God, the Christ has come. Amen. But everything that we got through the Jewish nation in their scriptures was that the turnaround and the goodness of God would be there with the sufferings of Christ and the consequent glory. Jesus is a turning point, and then he's also the one that unites now all people, Jew and Gentile. Each and every one has defined their life in Christ. So what is the answer? I just want to say now, so the promises and the goodness of God, even though they never went in after coming out of Egypt, God has now, in the new and the better covenant, brought them into the land that he promised them. So that's the encouragement for us, guys. But what has been made now available is relevant to them and to us. And it's Jesus. Amen. Just as I've got my wife, I'm married to my wife, and I enjoy my wife every day. Every day, and every day is a new day, a new blessing. Now, what is our inheritance? It's Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the answer to everything. In him is fullness of life. He's been raised to fill all things. And so he's called us, and he's filling us, and he's restoring us. And we marry to him to bear fruits to God. Christ is our life. And now whenever he's revealed, we are revealed with him in glory. In Jesus, the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell. We saw that in his walk here on earth. And now it says, and we have come to fullness of life in him. And in Ephesians, it also says that he's been raised, we've been raised with him. Why? So that in the fullness of time he may show his goodness towards us in all the ages to come. And this is the reality. But a lot of these deceptive, looking for this, looking for that, looking outside of looking inside. If you've been born again and listening to your Lord, that's what where your portion comes from. What you see and hear, and the good, you are co-heirs with Jesus. And he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so you are there to rule with him and fill this earth. He's ruling and reigning to fill this earth, to crush all darkness. And you have come to fullness of life in him. Amen. He is the head, we are the body. He is the vine, we are the branches. He is there. Yeah, he said that. And we are married now to him. Just as I'm married to my wife, I enjoy her every day. She's a pleasure. She's a treasure that I enjoy. More than that, more why we actually found each other is both of us found our fulfillment in our Lord. Denita got a word that says, if you can't find fulfillment in me, you'll never find fulfillment in a husband or in anything else. And that brought her to the place of just waiting until she got the message. I said, you're my wife. And that's it. We've got to realize the goodness. We are married to Jesus to bear fruits to God. Amen. The goodness of God is here and it has come. And just share, I just need to just share about this goodness. I was so blessed with the messages this morning, turning away from idols, and then that's that faith of the three young boys. And then also what Keith shared about that guy of 80. Look at that guy's joy. Look at that guy's peace. That guy's got the Lord. He's on fire for the Messiah, as fit as a fiddle, dancing unto the Lord. And this is what it's all about, guys. It is taking hold of Christ in you and then bringing him, making him seen, knowing him and making him known. Now, I had the privilege of meeting a missionary couple up in Nacala. This is in Mozambique. And one thing, they came, I was there, we were there when they just started building their house, or built making a well first. And yeah, we're helping to sort out the well, and then the house was still getting finished. And then I visited them on four occasions. But some one specific thing I want to tell you about them. When they got there, they were told, just don't go down that road, don't go into that area, they will kill you there. And so he stayed in tune with that for a long time. And then one day he just had that urge. He believed the Lord was speaking, he must go down that road. And he rode down that road. And there was a guy just standing in the road and stopped him. Small, insignificant looking guy. And he came and he said, are you the missionary? And he says, yes. That's it. He says, why'd you take so long to come here? Why'd you take so long to come here? And but anyhow, then he said, listen, you come back in 2 weeks, you come back right here, and I'll get all the people in the area that is waiting to hear this gospel to come into this glorious liberty of the children of God. And 2 weeks later, or a week, I can't remember exactly, he came, and there were a lot of people. Since then, they've built a big church there. No, not a big church, but a wooden, nice church. I should have a photo somewhere. And I had the privilege of preaching there. And that's what we need to do. This gospel has got to go out. This looking to the clouds and looking around is not going to help. You know, look inward, hear what the Lord is saying, and do what the Lord is saying. In him is the fullness of the Godhead is there, and you have got it, and you need to just enjoy your adventure with him. And yes, that and that little in, and I saw that guy, he's short, not dressed well, you know, not no big name, big businessman or rich cat or okay. No, God has called each and every one of us, amen. Not many of us are charismatic cowboys and rich kids, but each and every one of us is so unique to fulfill a unique gap, a unique portion, to fulfill. Someone is waiting for you. Amen. You've got you to wake up to Christ in you and to his leadings, and they waking up so that they can wake up to this goodness. The Son of God has come. And he has given us understanding to know this walk and what's required, hearing from God. He's given us understanding to know him who is true. And we are in him who is true. And this is the God quality of life, eternal life. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, that you are the answer to all. Thank you that you show us the way of escape, and you say that we will not be tested beyond what we can handle. We honor you, we worship you, we love you. Amen.